What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Friday, everyone. What's up? Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque again. As always, thank you for tuning in. Especially thank all y'all that's been tuning in from the beginning. I think we're, what episode is this? 110. Dang, dude, we're getting old up in this podcast mug. 110. And it's only getting crazier from here. We're literally building a website as we speak. It's going to be interactive. We have so much coming for you. As far as this broadcast in the new year, it's going to be crazy. I'm finishing up a PDF I'm going to make available about the 7 things we need to do before 7 a.m. to have a thriving spiritual life. There's a lot happening. We are seeing people grow with their relationship with God in powerful ways. We're going to call this episode Struggling the Right Way. Struggling the Right Way. You know, it's not if, it's when you're going to struggle. We all do. Trials are going to come. Struggles are going to come. We talked about that yesterday, right? How to know the difference. You know, the checklist. Are you doing something right or wrong if things are difficult? And it's so interesting because there's a few things that I probably need to clear up in your life about struggling. In my life, you need to understand something. When you go through difficult times, sometimes it's self-inflicted, sometimes it's circumstantial, sometimes it's just trials, right? Other people can kind of temporarily disable your destiny, but halt your destiny walk. And look, I was born in this world in a horrible circumstance. You know, didn't know my dad, basically some crazy killer. My name wasn't even James Levesque when I was born. My mom changed it at 5 to hide my identity. I mean, who changes names at 5? It's crazy. My son's 5. I imagine Isaac, all of a sudden we just call him Bill. And grew up in a rough area in the projects. Grew up, I mean, just horrible life, you know. I mean, just drugs at an early age. Having a kid at 15, I mean, you just have some things that are messed up, but you're a product of your environment, self-inflicted, you know? And when you look at my life, dropping out of high school, I don't have a GED. When you look at the things that I've overcome, people forget. I mean, they look at me like I was born a CEO, like I was born from a family full of ministers that shook the globe. Basically, I was, because I'm Jesus' son, right? He's my father. But we were at we were eating the other day, and we were talking about this guy I know. He's just in a rough, rough place, right? I mean, he just, you know, just broke up with the baby mama, has 2 kids, just confused. He really wants to move here with us, but he's fighting. And then another situation rose up, and this happened, an attack here, and this other girl got pregnant. And I was just like, in the middle of conversation, I said, yeah, he's done. And someone said, wait, how could you say that? How could you say he's done? Look at your life. Can we please for a second? Because I need to tell all of you guys something to clear something up. There's no birthmark of an angel on my butt. You don't get to this place without knowing where you're going. If you would have stopped in my life at 15 years old when I had a child on the way and I just met the Lord, you know what you would have heard? The same things that are coming out of my mouth right now. If you would have stopped in my life midway through when I lost everything, you know what you would have heard? The same things that are coming out of my mouth right now. No, friends, this is not that. My vision was written down. My hunger was there. My fire was there. I wasn't dabbling in the things of this world. I didn't want all hell in my life. I worked hard to get out of it. I was a highly dysfunctional person making self-inflicted wounds. That there was a moment that it snapped right after, and I knew that I wasn't going to do this anymore, and this is what I wanted in my life. But there's a difference between being anointed king by God and being a king. Do you understand? And part of that is get out of here with that. When you want to change your life, you need to learn to struggle the right way. There's a difference between going through struggles and being a fool, running away from God, not listening to anybody, being a recluse, not being accountable. And then there's a way of struggling the right way. Submitting yourself to people, getting strong, getting healthy, making changes, being diligent, working hard, being focused, do everything God's asking you to do. That, this wasn't that, friends. And people look at my life and then most people don't even want to acknowledge it. Well, you're an anomaly. I mean, I can't even look at, it's just so hard to understand. No, it's not hard to understand. The principles of God didn't change based on my circumstances. And some of you are struggling the wrong way. Your head isn't in the game. You're not praying anymore. You're not focused on God. You're not loving people. You're not letting others in. One of the checklists, by the way, from yesterday, are you isolated? You're absolutely running off a cliff. And then there's people, you look at your circumstance, you need to know this is not your forever. Your circumstances will change. You have got to pick yourself up, look at God, and run with everything you have. I could slam this microphone. I get so frustrated, people. You're either going through a difficult time with the Lord or without Him, and your decisions will show us what you're doing. Because everything's an investment. This podcast is an investment in your life. And here's how this thing works, friends. You're investing your life now with the Lord, your time with the Lord. It will pay off tomorrow, you mark my words. You're not walking right now spiritually in what you did yesterday. You're walking in what you paid for 5 years ago, and what you're doing now is going to determine where you're going tomorrow. I don't have enough time after the break. We're going to dig a little deeper into this. We're going to unpack it, and we're going to let you know exactly what you need to be doing in struggle. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
I'm back talking about how to struggle the right way. If you're going through difficulties, you better do it with the Lord. You better make sure you're accountable. Look, when you go through difficult times, there's some basic things you need to do. You need to confess the scripture. You need to write things down. Look, there's been seasons in my life where whatever it is, right? We went through a plane crash. Things were really tough at one season. We wrote down on index cards every scripture that we were believing for to get us through a season. Where's your index cards, man? And if you really want to grow with God, where's your index cards when you don't need them? Confessing the words, declaring the words, you know? It's amazing to me that so many people are living by feelings and not faith. I don't have any friends. I feel alone. What is this? What is my future hold? Who cares? What are you looking at? Who are you focused on? What are you confessing out of your mouth? Because I'm telling you, what you're believing now, I am living this. Look, what do we call those at the end of the year that we just did? We did a time capsule at the church. Basically, you write down in 2018, I'm believing God for, it's kind of a private thing. You seal it up and you give it away. We put it in a safe is what we do. You seal it up and we put it in a safe. Well, we didn't do it for a couple years, right? I think we had We had 2012, and then, no, we did 14. It was 12, 14, we missed last year, and then it doesn't matter. We missed something, either a couple of years or, so we decided to do it again this year. I was here, right? I wasn't here last year, New Year's Eve. I love doing it. We had a powerful, man, I feel like one of our most powerful servers in New Year's Eve. And what we did is we pulled out all the time capsules. So if you wanted to do a time capsule, you fill it out, seal it, we'll put it in the safe. If you wanted to see yours from the year before, you got it. It's a highly private thing. I was amazed. Rebecca, dude. Y'all know Rebecca. Rebecca. The one that's on the podcast, Rebecca. It was like 2-3 years ago, her time capsule. And you open it up and it was like, I think it was 2012 or something crazy. And she was just writing down that she was believing God for a husband and a home and all these things in her life. And it was like everything she wrote down, she hasn't. And it's amazing, right? Wonderful family, child, her job, everything's just amazing with Rebecca. And it's and what I said was, man, and we're almost teased like, did we dream low? No, we didn't dream too low. That was perfect for that moment in your life. But my point is, there was something you were believing for and going towards. In my wife's and mine and other people that opened, everything we wrote happened. It all happened. And so, you know, when you're going through seasons and it feels like there's no hope and it feels like, you know, you're alone and there's no husband, no home or whatever it is, believe God. There's only one of two ways out of this, man. You lock your faith into God and believe him at his word, or you're going to sulk down into a depth of nothingness. And it's woe is me and what's wrong and how come this ain't happening? Da, 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 da. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't a husband that she needed. She could marry anybody. It was a godly man in her life that's going to, you know, be just like all of us. And when there's a deficit and there's an emptiness and it needs to be filled, everything I'm doing now, I'm saying now, I said then. The only difference was I didn't have the surrounding evidence, but it didn't change what I believed. Years ago, I'd look in a mirror and preach until I couldn't speak anymore. And there were no crowds in front of me because I knew that I could not do anything else with my life than I wanted to preach God's word. Man, I had sermons written 5 years before I ever preached. I am not that guy, dude. Because I was confessing my scripture and believing God. I remember the time, man, I was on like food stamps. And let me just tell all of you right now, the Lord spoke to me and told me to pay back every dollar I ever borrowed from the government. And I did every single dollar. I was on food stamps. And I remember reading Deuteronomy 28. And y'all need to read it. I'm about to take the whole chapter and like put it on a board in my office. It is the chapter for this year. You're the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Abraham. And maybe we'll dive into that next week because it is honestly the foundational scripture for me going this year. And it says all these blessings will overtake your life, right? And then one of the many, many things that say you'll be blessed in everything you do, everything you put your hands to. I remember reading that. Is the most dysfunctional young person and going, that's for me. And then there was a scripture that said, you will be the lender and not the borrower. And I said, oh man, that's a game changer. You'll be the lender, not the borrower. And I realized, if that's true, I'm literally on food stamps, bro. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You'll be the lender, not the borrower. If that's true, then I'm going to stop borrowing. If that's true, then I'm going to stop telling people, I don't have any money. I can't afford it. Can you spot me? Can you buy my dinner? Can you buy it? I was going to stop talking that way. Because if it was God's desire that I was going to lend and not borrow, the only part of that I could control was my side. I'm not going to confess I have lack. I'm not going to confess I don't have enough. I'm not going to confess any longer that I can't do something. I am going to be the lender. And basically now I am. But if you would have looked at me as a 15-year-old having a kid, as an 18-year-old with more kids, dysfunctional, you know, divorced at like 23, you would have never looked at me and said, you're my candidate for breakthrough. But if you listened to my words and you looked at my life, I was a few adjustments away from changing this globe. And you today need to get your line right. Surround yourself with healthy people. Confess the word. Believe God. Your failure isn't final. So today, as we go on this Friday edition, I declare that you're going to go into this weekend blessed. Go read Deuteronomy 28. I speak the blessing of the Lord over you. You're the head and not the tail. You're the lender, not the borrower. No matter what your circumstances are right now, you are going to learn to struggle the right way. And you're going to flourish in the name of Jesus and do everything God has called you to do. We love you. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see you Monday through Friday next week. We're going to talk about the blessing of the Lord. It's going to be crazy. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.